Thanks indeed, Áine. It is rugby to begin with, and on this climactic weekend in the men's Six Nations, there's good news for later in the year as well, which is that every match of the Rugby World Cup will be free to air in Ireland after RTE and Virgin Media reached a joint deal with World Rugby. For good measure, every Ireland game in the tournament, and optimistically there will be 7 of them, will all be on RTE radio as well. I'm sure that caught the attention of Donal Lenihan, who, as often on our Friday, joins us on Morning Ireland. Donal will be our co-commentator on Saturday Sport tomorrow for Ireland against England at 5 o'clock. Even that's a coveted role this week, never mind a starting place on the Irish team. Donal, the two matchday squads were named late yesterday afternoon. Please give us your thoughts on both.
Yes, Gary, well, certainly on the final whistle in Edinburgh on Sunday, there was a bit of desperation given the amount of injuries that Ireland picked up. But, you know, news that Dan Sheehan and Caelan Doris have been passed to fit to play, I think, is huge. Gibson Park gets a start over Conor Murray at 9. I thought he was brilliant when he came off the bench. And so overall, given the injuries that we've had, I think it's a very strong Irish team. We knew Gary Ringrose was going to be out, but having the experience of Robbie Henshaw to come in there was, you know, it's fantastic cover. So overall, I think Ireland in a good place. England, very strong backline. They've gone back to the future in some ways with... With Owen Farrell back at out half, Manu Tuilagi in midfield. So they'll have a lot to fire, but overall I think Ireland just that bit stronger.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few people, I'm sure you're not one of them, who are predicting anything other than an Irish victory, but having digested those selections, are there any areas where you think Ireland could be vulnerable?
Well, all the talk from the England camp is, you know, they're going to come out swinging, their backs to the walls. And you'd expect that given the way they were hammered by France last week. But I think the key for Ireland is don't get drawn into a bun fight. England, look, they're going to make it extremely physical at the breakdown. As I say, the pressure they've been under coming into this game is huge. But look, Ireland have encountered all of that before. I think the only other thing they have to guard against is the level of expectation that's there. As you said yourself, everybody's expecting an Ireland win, and that doesn't just happen. But Andy Farrell has been brilliant in getting the mental preparation of this side right, so I'd expect that won't be a problem.
What about the bench? Like Kieran Treadwell, Tom O'Toole and Jimmy O'Brien averaged just about 7 caps between them, and certainly not all as starters. The bench was amazing last week. Have you any concerns?
Being honest, I don't. Kieran Treadwell, he's been out of the squad in the Six Nations, but he came off the bench in all 3 tests against New Zealand in the summer series down there. Tom O'Toole has covered for initially Finlay Beelam and latterly Tadhg Furlong in the games, and he's been outstanding. Jimmy O'Brien got 3 caps in the autumn, one of them in the centre, one on the wing and one at full back. So when you're looking for somebody to cover that number 23 shirt, I think he's the perfect fit.
And just a word about the Irish under-20s as well. Musgrave Park well and truly sold out for Sunday for another Ireland v England contest. Both could win the championship. France also. How do you see that panning out?
Yeah, look, that's going to be an amazing game. To be fair, that game has been sold out at Musgrave Park for weeks. Massive support for the 20s here in Cork. I was at the under-20s game against Scotland. I mean, you don't expect a side to put 82 points on the opposition as they did last week. To be honest, I think they're the best balanced under-20 side that I've seen for some time. And given that Ireland won the Grand Slam last year, that's saying a lot. I expect Ireland... certainly that 20 side to beat England here in Cork on Sunday evening.
Okay, so high hopes for a possible double Grand Slam this weekend. Thanks a million, Donal. We'll move swiftly on to horse racing and the final day of the Cheltenham Festival with 3 more Grade 1s, including the Gold Cup, which goes to post at 3:30. Don McLean joins us from the track. Don, let's begin with the Gold Cup. I've seen some scenes last year when Rachel Blackmore won it on Aplue Tower, but it's Galloping Deschamps who's the favourite this time. What's your read on it?
Yeah, look, it was a hell of a day last year, Gary, and Aplue Tower. I'm actually out on the track here beside the last fence, and he jumped the last fence upside the stable companion Manila Indo, and he put 15 lengths between himself and his rivals by the time he got to the winning line. So look, he's the reigning champion. He's back for more now. Only he's bidding to become a rarity, as in a back-to-back Old Cup winner. But he hasn't had the ideal preparation this year. He's only had the one run, and it would be some training performance by Henry de Bromhead to get him back to win a Gold Cup, having had just one run this season. But we know Henry de Bromhead how good a trainer he is. His horses are on Fire at Cheltenham this week, and Appleton, he's got a massive chance with Rachel Blackmore on board. But you said, yeah, Galopin de Champ, he's the favourite. He's the kind of young horse. He's only a second season chaser. He would have won the Turner's Chase here last year had he not fallen at the final fence. And he's been in really good form this year, Willie Mullins' horse. He won the Irish Gold Cup last time. And I think he's a worthy favourite, but I wouldn't put it past Appletar to do it again.
OK, the day starts with a Grade 1 as well, the Triumph Hurdle. A Mullins dominated race if ever there was one.
Yeah, yes. It's not a rarity, mind you, a Willie Mullins dominated race. But yeah, he's got the first four favourites, actually. He had the first three, but Dazenta has been quite strong in the market this morning, and she's into fourth favourite. But interesting that Lossie Mallet, she was unlucky in running last time. She finished second behind her stable companion, Gallimar. So Lossie Mallet is the choice of Paul Towne, and Patrick Mullins is on Blood Destiny. And Danny Mullins retains the ride in Gallimar. So it should be a hell of a race between the three of them, because Blood Destiny, he's kind of got a different line of form, whereas Lossie Mallet and Gallimar, so they've obviously met before, twice before, and it's one all between the two of them. Lossie Mallet was a bit unlucky last time, but Gallimar, so she's got a hood on for the first time. She can be a wee bit keen in running, but if she settles a wee bit better and Danny Mullins gets a great tune out of her, she could maybe outrun her odds. She's third favourite, but I think she should be probably closer to the top two in the market than she is.
Okay, the other Grade One today, the Novices Hurdle, perhaps a bit more open, but again, all the leading contenders, Irish trained. Who do you think will prevail?
Yeah, this is a hell of a race. Corbett's Cross is in there. He won over 2 miles last time, and it didn't look like he was going to come on here, but now he's going to run, and we know that he stays well. You've got Three Card Brag in there for Gordon Elliott. All his runs have been over 2.5 miles, but he shapes as if he'd be better over 3 miles. He's a real stare, and the easy ground should suit him. Hidden Valley Lake was beaten last time by his stable companion, but I think he might do better, Gary. He didn't have a great run through the race the last time. He didn't jump as well as he can. He had to make his own running. And if he can settle in behind, he's another Henry de Bromhead horse. If he can settle in behind, and they should go a fast pace, which should suit him. He was very good in winning at Cork. His stamina really kicked in from the second last flight. And this race can be a real stamina race. And that stamina that he has should be a big asset coming into it.
Okay, and just briefly, if you can, I know you're really struck by how much of the talk over there is still about Tuesday. Just explain that briefly.
It was a special day, Gary. Like, even afterwards, even when the dust settles and everybody has a time to think about it yesterday and even the day before, it's probably, it'll live long in the memory as one of the best days ever at the Cheltenham Festival. And I know that's a big statement, but that's what people are saying. Like, when Constitution Hill won the Champion Hurdle, as brilliantly as he did, a newly crowned champion, you thought, well, look, nothing can surpass that today. And then Honeysuckle came and did what Honeysuckle does, won the Mayor's Hurdle, Henry de Bromhead and Rachel Blackmore. It was just a phenomenal day. The emotion, the occasion. She's come back. It's her last run. She's now won 4 times at the Cheltenham Festival, 2 Champion Hurdles and 2 Mayor's Hurdles. And she's just a special mare. And yeah, look, that day will live long in the memory.
OK, thanks a million, John. Just briefly to soccer, Derry City v Sligo Rovers live on RT2 television tonight at 7.45 in the Electricity League Premier Division, while last night Dundalk had a 1-0 win away to Drogheda United. Plenty of other Premier and First Division action as well.